Moment Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel on the base, explains why we announce that everyone should give shkolim for the korbanos of the Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's why we read Parashat Shkolim for Purim. It's also because Echa ba'odah mashmim al ha'shkolim. Always before Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Parashat Shkolim, because Besen was mashmim al ha'shkolim. They're mashmim that everyone has to give their shkolim. Why? What does this have to do with Echa ba'odah? Omer Eshlokish, Golov Yodua, if Nehmi Sh'oma v'hoi ha'ilom, in front of the Rabbein Yisraelim was clear, She'osid Haman Lishkol Shkolim al Yisrael. He knew that Haman would weigh the coins, Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef, the Shkolim al Yisrael. That's how he purchased the right to destroy Am Yisrael, Mahashverosh, with these Shkolim. We knew that Haman would do this, Lefikach Hiktim, Shikleihem Lishkolov. That's why the Rabbein Yisraelim was makdim Shikleihem, the Shkolim of the Klal Yisrael Lishkolov to the Shkolim of Homer. Behind it is Nan Be'echad Be'odor Mashmi Imal HaShkolim Al HaKilayim. That's why in Echad Be'odor you Mashmi Al HaShkolim Al HaKilayim, because the Rabbein Yisraelim wanted us to be makdim our shkolim before the shkolim of Homer. What's the connection between the shkolim that we are makdi, that we are shoykel for the korbanos? The makor of that is the shkolim that we give parshas kisiso that we read on parshas shkolim. What does that have to do with the shkolim of Homer or Rosh? Of the shkolim we were shoykel of Yisrael. And what if we give shkolim? So how does that stop the shkolim of Haman? And we're talking about shkolim not given at the time of Purim. Shkolim are given afterwards. Haman made this takana afterwards. That mashmim al shkolim. What's the connection? Bekitzer, what's the connection between the shkolim of Haman and the shkolim that we give for the Beis Hamikdash? Well, we know that the chet, we know that the avera for which Klal Yisrael was punished with the mice of Haman and Achashverosh is Nana Mesidus Achashverosh. They were Nana from Mesuda. Ishtachvu L'Tzelem, they bowed down to the Tzelem, Buchanetza. That's the two things that were goyim the gzeira of Purim and Klal Yisrael. Then in Mesudas Achashverosh, they didn't rely on the Rabbein Yisrael. They thought that by going to the Suda of Achashverosh, they're going to find a Yeshua, the Hatzolah, Hatzlocha for Klal Yisrael. Either a sveikus of what they could eat there, that didn't bother them. Then the Mesudas Achashverosh, Ishtachavu L'Tzelem, they didn't bow down to the Rabbein Yisraelim, they bowed down to the Tzelem. There's one common denominator between this. And this is the source of the Gzeira of Purim. Klal Yisrael was not mevatel themselves to Rotzon Hashem. The koyach of Haman over Klal Yisrael is when we're not mevatel ourselves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know that the Gemara says that the mocker in the Torah of the word Haman is Hamina Eitz Hazeh Asher Tzivisicho Lavilti Achol Mimeno Acholto. Did you, the words Haman appear in the Torah in the words Hamina Eitz Hazeh? Did you eat from this Eitz? The Sheirish of the Shlita of Haman on Klal Yisrael is the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. It's like the very first Chet of eating from the Eitz Hadas is the Sheirish of the Shlita of Haman. Haman is the Koyach of Amalek, He was from Zera Shel Agag. And the koyach of the shlita of Homon on Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael eats from the Eitz Hadas. Eating from the Eitz Hadas in the time of Adam Rishon meant that he wasn't mishabed himself to the Rebbeinu Shlom Zrotzen. He thought he's going to gain. You're going to be like God. You're going to be able to make your own decisions. And because they were ate from the Eitz Hadas in order not to be mishabed themselves to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's where the koyach of the Homon comes upon them. The Amin Eitz Hazeh is the Oasis of Homon. 1,000 years later, Homon has a shlita on Klal Yisrael because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Amin Eitz Hazeh, 2,000 years later. Amin Eitz Hazeh. And this Nen and Nesidus HaShverosh and Yishtach will tell him the Averis from which the Gzeir of Purim came upon them. They're all a replay of that chet of the Eitz Hadas. The eights that they were supposed to be toile Mordechai on is really the eights. The Goyen says it's the eights of the Eitz Hadas. The shurish of the chet of the Eitz Hadas was the sibir why there was a gzera to be toile Mordechai there. The same eights. And that eights was when they did tshuva. They're mispalo. Sakva efer yutzal aravim, so Homon died on that eitz. That same eitz became a cause for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. But the gzeire is, again, relying on our own selves. Self-reliance, not relying on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yeah. I will say that this is the yisod of Klal Yisrael and the hepech of Umas Olam. Everything we believe in is the hepech of Umas Olam. Umas Olam is eating from the Eitz Hadas. Yisim Kelehim Yedei Tevero. Another invention, another trip to the moon, another twist on the computers, another invention, which also gives us a sense of power and strength. It's all a replay of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. We want to be strong and powerful and autonomous. I will see advertisements for emotional sicknesses. There's different kinds of therapies besides the conventional therapies. All kinds of non-conventional therapies: Japanese and Chinese and Korean and all kinds of different Far Eastern therapies they have now for sicknesses. Give a person peace of mind. I notice that there's one thing in the advertisements that they promise the customers. They say, you'll be relaxed, free of your tension, and empowered. That's the magic word, empowered. When a person reads the word empowered, he thinks, that's the cure for me. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to be empowered. That's the Yetzer Hara of modern man, is to be empowered. And you can entice him to do anything if you promise him empowerment. And we say that the tachlis of our lives is to empower the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and to be mevatel ourselves to his power and to be bottled to his power. That's the tachlis. And that's the chet of the Eitz Hadas. We're still fighting the same battle of Adam HaRishon. And man hasn't learned the lesson yet that it's a failure. Once you're looking for empowerment, no therapy will help you. The reason you need therapy is because you're looking for empowerment and can't find it. I just heard before a very shocking story. I don't know the person, I don't know who it is. I heard a shocking story that someone, Nebuch, passed away. And it was very circumstances that seemed to indicate that it was an overdose of drugs. Passed away. He once learned in yeshivas. And he passed away. What's the background? The background is very unhappy. He didn't have any money. He didn't have a family. He didn't have support in his life. He was very depressed. And he turned to these things, these types of things that give him, against a sense of empowerment. What is drugs? For a moment, he has a sense of empowerment. He feels strong. He escapes from his problems. He doesn't need to be, doesn't need to have a family or friends or money or status. he escapes, he's free. But if he would, tragically, this person, the young man, lost his life, had no family, lost his life. A person who was, at his time, was quite successful in yeshivas. He studied in yeshivas, and he left, went out to look for empowerment in other areas. But what would have been the success, what would have been the secret of his success? How could we have cured him? Had he stopped looking for empowerment, not looking for empowerment, looking at him for money and looking for in gambling and looking for it in drugs, looking for empowerment in the empowerment of the Rabbeinu Shalom, being mevatel your power to the power of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Eitz Hadas is the looking for empowerment. The Yisim Kelehim Yedei Tevero. We're looking, Adam Harishon, looking for empowerment. I want to be like God. I want to be able to control my own future. Eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash told him. Yisem Kelekim Yedei Tevero. That's how the Nachash enticed him to eat. Again, they're like these advertisements for peace of mind and empowerment. They're all the same. They all have the same ending, these ads. But that's the downfall of modern man, is that he's looking for empowerment. He'll never find it. You'll never find empowerment. You can be rich and you can't find empowerment. There's always something that's going to stop you from a feeling of empowerment. The only way to overcome empowerment, the Yetzirah for empowerment, is to mivatel your power to the power of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's all. When you vatel yourself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you say, Elohim, you call him Elohim, that's Elohim is Balak Rechis Kulam. He is the source of all empowerment. I have no ability to empower myself. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's all illusion. Even if I think that I have power, it's illusion. A therapist can tell me you have power, hypnotize me. That's illusion. How long does it last? It lasts as long as a drug shot. And then you need more and more until the body can't take the stimulation to empowerment and it dies. Had he been mevatel himself to Elohim, mevatel himself to Baal HaKoyches Kulam, if he was mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself, mekabel ol malchus shamayim means that you're not powerful. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the melech. The Rabbeinu Shalom is powerful. You're under his oil. You're a subject. If you think in those terms, You don't feel sad. You don't feel lacking empowerment. I don't need empowerment. The Rabbeinu Shalom is, by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cleaving to him, I have all the sense of empowerment I need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yochel. I have everything I need. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to give me, I take. And I'm ready to receive it. And if he doesn't give it to me, that's also empowerment. I'm empowered because I'm totally in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yeah. That Ahamon, the idea of Ahamon also was looking for empowerment. And Motcha lo yichav lo yishtachav, Ahamon didn't bow down to him. And therefore he went crazy. He wanted to destroy the entire Jewish people. He has to show he's powerful. It's all Amalek. It's all Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyin. That's all the v'yisem kelehim yedei tevero. It's all one idea. And that's what Klal Yisrael was nichshal in the time of the Gzeras of Purim, in empowerment, in believing in their own power. Therefore, Haman had the koyach to be shokel shkolim, to take shkolim and to sell Klal Yisrael to Achashverosh, to buy Klal Yisrael from Achashverosh so he could destroy them with the whole Gzeras of Purim. So Rabbi Shalom said, let Klal Yisrael bring Shkolim Visha Yadgolev Yodur Lifnei Mishu Ama Vahoya Olam. The Rabbi Shalom created the world, was Golev Yodur. When he created the world, he knew that this is the struggle of humanity, is whom shall we empower, ourselves or the Rabbi Shalom? He knew that Mishu Ama Vahoya Olam. And he saw she'osid Haman lishkol shkolim al Yisrael. He saw there's a possibility of Haman making a decree with shkolim with his power, with his money, he's able to destroy Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael also look for their own power, their own empowerment. Therefore, lefichoch hikdim shiklehem l'shkolov. He gave them a mitzvah of shkolim be'echa ba'odem hashmim al shkolim. He made their shkolim before the shkolim of Odom Rishon, of Haman HaRosha. That's why we have it always the week before Parsha Zohar, or 2 weeks, or which way it comes out. We have it before Parsha Zohar, the mitzvah of Parsha Shkolim, to remind ourselves that we have to give. Our tachlis is not to be powerful. Our tachlis is to give our money away for kabonis. What is kabonis? Sacrifice. We mevatel ourselves. We shech the behemah, and the Ramban says that means we mevatel ourselves. We're shechting the behemah as a surrogate for ourselves. We mevatel ourselves in Rabbeinu Shalom. So those shkolim that we bring, the kabonis, the giving of ourselves to the Beis HaMikdosh, and the willingness to bring kabonis, that's the hepech of Haman and his shkolim. Yeah, it's a hepech. Rabbeinu Shalom therefore was makdim the shkolim, our shkolim, to the shkolim of Haman, because by being makdim it, that means we have this in ourselves, that we're not looking for power. A Jew knows he's not looking for power. If he just scratches the surface, he's nichshal momentarily in that quest for power that the goyim have. The Jew knows that can't be his life. That he has b'schus of avol mitzvah v'yakev, the schus of ovis. We can't live for that. We're unhappy without that. Without kabbalas ha'malchus shemayim. So the our shkolim come first, meaning that is more deep, that's deeper in us, that's more essential. The shkolim that we bring to the kabbonis, the bringing kabbonis is essential, is the essence, our essence. And that is overpowers the shkolim of Haman. So the shkolim of Haman are there as long as we don't bring out our shkolim that we bring. As long as we seek for empowerment, then the Haman has power over us. When we stop seeking for empowerment, we mevatel ourselves to Chosen Hashem with his shkolim, giving money which is so dear to us, giving money away. And what are we giving the money for? Giving the money for kabonis. Kabonis is his batlus of oneself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then that we have the koyach of overcoming the shkolim of Haman. Haman has no power over us. It's only we ourselves give Haman the power. With our perspective in life, we give Haman the power. Same thing is true in every Zeilah and Klal Yisrael. It's our own perspective, our own attitude, which gives the Zeilahs the power over ourselves. The same thing now, the Zeilah now in Eretz Yisrael, which might ultimately, chas v'shalom, lead to the closing of yeshivas. The law was just left the committee, which means it's going to be voted on by Knesset in 3 readings, that yeshiva brachim that don't go to the army will be subject to jail, to become a criminal act. That was, the yeshivas will not be permitted to function. Bachman will have to go to the army, or else be under criminal penalty, which means jail. This such a thing didn't happen in the history of. It happened in the time of Rome, when they stopped yeshivas, time of Papus Ohosho, time of Rabbi Akiva. They stopped yeshivas then, and of course it's different. Then they were trying to be Oker Torah, and now they're just apathetic about the Koyach of Torah. They're just. Politicians have decided to use a slogan of sharing the burden to arouse hatred against former people, and therefore to keep themselves in power. It's a tremendous issue, tremendous slogan for politicians to get elected and re-elected and to stay in power so they can do whatever they do while they're in power. Not l'shem shemayim. They're not l'shem shemayim, not l'shem, even l'shem to yoker terah, but l'maisa they're being yoker terah. It's a gzera which is being yoker Torah. We see it as a gzera being yoker Torah. That's what it is. They see it as something frivolous. We want to learn. Who cares about learning? But without Torah, we have nekiyum of Am Yisrael. There wouldn't be a state of Israel without Torah. We long ago would have disappeared without Torah. Without young people sitting and learning Torah in yeshivas, there would be no Klal Yisrael left. There would be no one to dance the Hora, or no one to imitate the Goyim in Hebrew. There would be no one around if not for Klal Yisrael, not for the Torah. They don't realize that they're cutting the branch that they're sitting on. But nevertheless, to us, it's a chum. It's a threat of a chum of Klal Yisrael. To us, it's a tragedy. There's going to be talking a large Yom Tfila in Eretz Yisrael and in America shortly. I think they're calling for a week from Sunday. It's not definite yet. Where there'll be, all the yeshivas will come and a tfila, because what the ikir is when there's a gzere is ourselves. When we look at a gzere, we're looking at a mirror image of ourselves. If there's a gzere against yeshivas, it's because we are not meisa nefesh enough for learning Torah. Let's push it. And it's true. Whoever opens his eyes, people don't think about being meisa nefesh for Torah. They think about their careers, and they think about their advancement, their covenant, maybe their shidduch. They don't think about the kiyum of Klal Yisrael as Torah. We're looking at a mirror image of ourselves when we see that gzere of the frivolous approach to learning Torah, how insignificant it is in their eyes. We're looking at ourselves, and we have to mischazik ourselves. That's why we need the shkolim before the shiklehem. They're trying to sell us, to sell the yeshivas, in order to amass power, political power, and whatever goes with that power. And we have permitted them to look at us that way, because that's how we look at ourselves. That's how we look at Torah. There's no mesiras nefesh for Torah. There's no pnimius for Torah. There's no readiness to give up anything for Torah. We look at ourselves. We can see how emes this is, and we have to be makdim the shkolim to their shiklehem. The shkolim are our mesiras nefesh, our willingness to sacrifice, our willingness to give money, give time, to give up for becoming Deilei Torah, Talmidei Chachomim, that know Kol HaTorah Kule, and able to be Paskin Shailas. That's what we have to give up. That's what Klal Yisrael needs. We have to give up, we have to give our Shkolim, in order to be Mevatel, their Shkolim. That's also a form of Haman. They're Jews, but it's a form of Haman. Self-worship, empowerment. And we have to empower the Rabbeinu Shalom, and give ourselves over to the Torah, to be Moshe Nefesh for learning Torah. Then Rabbeinu Shalom will give us a Yeshua from all Gzeres. He'll be Makdim, our Shkolim, to their Shkolim. And we'll be Zoyche Bez Hashem to be freed of this Gzeres Roch.